Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we're so undeserving of the mercy and loving kindness that you continually shower on our lives, especially in this country, which seems to be going down the tubes pretty quickly. We deserve judgment, and yet you withhold it. You're giving us a chance, I believe, to repent of the evils that we've allowed in this country, to stand against them, to pray against them, to find our place in your body, so that we can stand, so that we can speak your truth, so that we can participate in the evangelization of the entire world. Help us to be good stewards of this mercy you give us, and I pray that your words will accomplish the purpose for which you send them today. Because it is only your word that brings life. I just happen to be the one who's saying a few words that I trust you will use as you see fit. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
All right. Is everyone who is able at 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 2? Ye are our epistle, written in our hearts, known and read of all men. Verse 3, for as much as ye are manifestly declared to be the epistle of Christ ministered by us, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God, not in tables of stone, but in fleshy tables of the heart. That is what God is calling us to be, living epistles, known and read of all men. Go to Acts chapter 17. Acts chapter 17, verse 11. I'm assuming that most people know their way around the Bible, and if you're not one of those people, get with someone who looks like they know what they're doing. Verse 11. Acts 17, verse 11. These were more noble than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness of mind and searched the Scriptures daily, whether those things were so. That's the B. Be a Berean. Search the Scriptures daily. And by the way, when I believe God was prompting me to do this, I really don't know exactly how it happened, except it was early in the morning, and I felt prompted to get up and write this down. Go to Job chapter 23. And by the way, this knowledge of the Scriptures that it seems God let me remember, it happened over a period of many years. I grew up in the Christian Reformed Church. I've had many other non-church experiences yet with the Bible, and God's Word over these many years has had its beneficial effect, even in spite of me not being a very good steward of it. But Job 23, verse 12. Neither, this is Job speaking, neither have I gone back from the commandment of his, God's, lips. I have esteemed the words of his mouth more than my necessary food. That's how we need to treat God's word. And that I stands for internalize. Esteem God's word more than your necessary food. We're going fast, back and forth, Old and New Testament. 1 Peter chapter 5. That's near the end, and just work your way back from Revelation if you don't know where Peter is. It's pretty close to the end there. 1 Peter 5. There's a lot of things in your life that you see that you don't understand, that you don't know what to do with. They frazzle your brain, and they push you over the edge. And that's why 1 Peter 5, verse 7, has had such a beneficial impact on me. casting all your care upon Him, God, for He careth for you. God gets it. If I can't handle it, I lift it up to Him. I cast all my care upon Him. Go to Matthew chapter 10, first book of the New Testament. So if you're not a note taker, get near somebody who is, if you can't remember or haven't written down these all. Matthew chapter 10 and verse 29, this is Jesus speaking. Are not two sparrows sold for a farthing? And one of them shall not fall on the ground without your Father. But the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear ye not, therefore, ye are of more value than many sparrows. That stands for individualize. That's, I am very special in God's eyes. You are very special in God's eyes. Is there any of you here that God doesn't know how many hairs are on your head? Nobody? Okay. So, if you feel like God's showing favoritism toward someone else who's gotten a great blessing that you would like to have, go back to this kind of a verse and say, okay, He knows the best for me.
Right.
So, this word can be individualized. When God is speaking, it applies to me. It isn't just the other person. It isn't your wife or your husband or your son or your daughter as much as it is for me.
Amen.
Go to Deuteronomy, fifth book of the Bible. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. Chapter 6. It is what Jews and Messianics would call part of the Torah. Books attributed to Moses. Deuteronomy 6, starting with verse 4. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. And thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thine hand, and they shall be as frontlets between thine eyes, and thou shalt write them upon the posts of thy house and on thy gates. M stands for meditate. Think about that. Go back to the Matthew chapter 7. And we're not done with what Jesus said. This is Him speaking again. Matthew chapter 7, verse 7. Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. Or what man is there of you, whom if his son shall ask bread, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he give him a serpent? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to them that ask Him? And there are two other places where that can be found. I'm not going to go there right now, but Luke 11 and John 14 will have the same, roughly the same words that Jesus spoke. The P stands for pursue. Pursue God. Ask. Seek. Knock. And don't stop.
Amen.
Okay, flipping over a couple of books to Luke. Chapter 1. And this is very much appropriate to the season. Luke chapter 1, starting with verse 26. And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she hath also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month with her who was called barren. For with God nothing shall be impossible. And Mary said, Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her. The A stands for availability. Mary was available. For whatever God wanted, however weird it may have seemed to her and the culture at the time. It has never happened in history prior to that, and it hasn't happened since. It's only one time, and Mary was available. Amen. Everyone here in this room is created for a singular purpose. No one in history has ever been just exactly like you. Every one of us, I'm included, has a purpose only you, only I can fulfill. We need to be available for God to do what He wants. I'm not sure how long I'm going to last here. Psalm 37. Verse 3. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. For evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. C stands for continue. Wait upon the Lord. Go to Malachi, the last book of the Old Testament. It's a very short book, so there's only four chapters. You won't have to turn much once you get there. Malachi chapter 3, verse 10. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me, God says, now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. And all nations shall call you blessed, for ye shall be a delightsome land, saith the Lord of hosts. T stands for try it. Prove what God says. Try it. And going a few verses down in Malachi 3, verse 16, then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it, and a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord and that thought upon his name. That's another of the things that we're to do, that we can help each other. They that feared the Lord spake often one to another. How often do we not do that? Many churches in the United States especially, I've been to, we come to church, we say, hi, brother, love you, bye. And we don't see each other for another week. Don't talk to each other on the phone. Don't visit. Don't do anything. It says here, then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another. You define often. And the Lord hearkened and heard it. He's listening. He's watching. He's all over the place. And the things that we seem to think are secret, of course, he's not fooled. Well, that's another message. Here's just a few tips that, for me, I believe that if I do what I just shared with all of you, that is what my life will be like. Do you want to have a big impact? God is where you start.